The Noisa that I wanted to speak tonight about was Birkas HaMitzvahs. And Mirtza Hashem, we'll go into it, Be'ezus Hashem. I just feel a shtikel achrayas. So I want mamish to be very careful when we read Berabim. No, we say halachas here, so we're not making information share. But I will try to go in between the drops and to be masbir. First I want to magdim ha'akdome that amol was different lists that will give from different people, maybe through me, and different places that you're allowed to eat. I know, I checked, I called different people. On every place that I asked, I spoke to the mashgichim, I spoke to different people. And on every bazundere place, I was never in these places. Most of them, chmanishken mevin, chmashteit nisht. But I have people that I trust, very choshev people that I trust. And they told me, in this place you're allowed to, in this place you're allowed to. The other places, afshar yeh, nisht. But the places that I told that are okay, these people told me, Mimek. The same people called me up this week, and they told me, you're not allowed to eat in these places. Again, I'm not saying that I know that it's not good. Chas v'sholem. I'm not saying I know place that I know that it's not good. But one mashgiach from one hotel called me up, you know, it's an isur d'oraisa to eat in my hotel. And the mashgiach, I'm telling you it's also. He left me a message on my phone. I called him, I said, I don't understand. He says, I told you last, Eidus, I'm the Mashgiach. He says, Eidus, I'm Bisurim, also. I'm the Mashgiach, I'm telling you also. So I'm not saying, the other places, I'm not saying as a Chvesa Sinish Beseder. If a person knows that a place is good, I myself, I called and I tried to find out, I didn't manage to find one place that you're allowed to in Yerushalayim, to eat from that kashrus. If I would find, I'm saying again, not that I found, I want to be Madgish Klo. Now that I know that it's also, ich weiß nicht. Could be it's okay. Could be it's only a yidden there, that they do everything up here aloha, and it's mutter. What I said that I know that it's okay, I'm taking back what I said. I can't say even on one place in Yerushalayim now that I know. One place, Efshah, but very shaky. Now I want a little bit to be masbir. Again, I'm not saying even on Velcha Rez. But I wanted to be have enough threats even like this before I came here from different people, Gabriel Limes, not to speak Berabim. But I said, I'm not saying, I don't know, and I'm not saying I'm no place that it's also to eat there. I'm not a Bar Hochi, and I'm not a Bar Samche, and I'm not saying it. I'm just saying, I don't know. Someone tells me, I don't know, I'm scared, I don't know. That I know that something is a problem. I don't know, maybe everything is okay. Now, I want to be masbir only mamish b'ktzer inyan. People ask, what could be so bad? What could be so bad? I'm just mamish now, before I came, I called again the head of the from different people that are in charge. To double check, maybe something was changed. I was even late 2 minutes because of that. I'll give you only a couple of mishalim, you'll understand the problem. One more story I heard, Lemoshel, from the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chosa, he told me. It was a big convention in one of the places, and it was a lot of choshev yidin there, and they served cake and drink. Cake and drink. Was can sein cake with drink? Was can sein api aloha chisol and eating cake and drink? And everyone was eating. He went down to the dining room. It was chocolate cake. He went down to the dining room. He asked who was in charge. So that place, Taka, instead of having a mashgiach checking the whole time, they took a cook, a frum lady, the best of mashgiach in it up. She could check herself 24 hours. So all of the mashgiach is there. So the frum lady, she was the mashgiach of herself. So he asked her if she took off challah from the chocolate cake. So she said no. So he told her, if you don't take off challah, it's other chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim, challah b'zman hazeh, maybe it's the rabbanon, but this is... She said, I'm very sorry, but I'm a frum lady, and our husband never took off challah from chocolate cake. And my father was a rav, chocolate cake, we never heard of you take off challah. What is the answer? I'm sure here a lot of people also don't take off challah in their house and chocolate cake. But what is the answer? Challah has to have a shiur challah. Shiur challah is 2 kilos, maybe a kilo 600. Every cup has 200 grams. So a bag of flour is 1 kilo, has 5 cups. So less than 5 cups is garnished, even more. Not in a normal chocolate cake, it's 2 cups the most, the flour. Go and get the chocolate cake. 3, avdasidas. So b'mele, it's never nigeh. Or if you make an hotel, a big chocolate cake, it's chalev chalev deyraisa. So da'inu, you could take a mashgiach. Lama zogin, you'll take one of the bachim here, chas v'shalom, one day it'll be hard for him to learn, you'll become a mashgiach. Kashas. And he'll say, yeah, you know all of the halachas? I know all of the halachas. He would never think that in a chocolate cake, you have to mafrish chalev. Maskim or not? Why I'm saying that? If it's no, what happened? What is the, in that kashrus that we're speaking about, what happened that now a lot of rabbanim say that it's a problem? The reason the rabbanim say it's a problem is no rav. There's no rav on top of the mashgichim. When there's no rav on top of the mashgichim, the mashgich could mean very good. I'll give you another maise. I was learning in Ponovich. It was the Levaya. Choshevayit, and some bachim from Ponovich came to Yerushalayim. Came to Yerushalayim. So they decided, if they're in Yerushalayim, they'll go to a visit in Angels. So that was a big bakery in Yerushalayim, Angels. They'll go to see. They went into the bakery. And the way it goes there, they have big dishes, like flour comes in from one side, water comes, it mixes it, then it turns over in a kind of a machine that goes into the oven, it cuts like to all sides of bread, and it goes in. So the order way, the mashgiach stands in the whole time. It's badatz. Mashgiach stands in the whole time. The machine goes off, flour goes in, water goes in, it mixes. The mashgiach takes, arei ze chale, puts it down, and then they turn over the machine, they have chalas. They count, the mashgiach leaves the chale on the side, and at the end of the day he has to have the amount of chale and the amount of machines that he did, was the way to check it. Now the problem is a lot of times, when the bread goes into the machine, sometimes some breads don't come out so straight, they fall. So in the side is a worker, that he collects all the extra dough from the machine to the side. After he has a good amount, he throws it into the mixer. And it goes into the new bread. Very simple. The mixer spills, 50 kilos of dough, it cuts the bread, it's extra pieces, the guy collects it, the worker collects it, he has a good amount, he throws it in, falls into the mixer, and it goes in. So Bachur went over to the Mashgiach. And he told him, you know, you put it into the mixer, this dough was already Mufresh Challah. The mixer is Nuk dough. It mixes together. If when you take out Challah, in a mistake, you take out Challah from the dough that fell inside, this is Me'aptur Al-Achiyuv. That Mashgiach that was there today said, Ptur al-Achiyuv, Ptur al-Achiyuv, he didn't know what it is. Boom. Well, I was standing in that hour. Remember, he came, we didn't know what to do, if you're allowed to eat the bread. So Miyad went to Rav Loi from the Eder Charedis, said that the Eder came down, and they had the problem, and the Ravai has written the whole tshuva, that while that mixer, Chveis, turns, Lamazag, 2,000 times in a minute, so even though it's double yesh, yovesh, yesh bile, I'm not going in now to the sugi. Was mir zu sagen? Du kannst stellen Mashgiach. If it's no Rav Machshir on top, the ganze Ashgoche is garnished. They have bugs. So the ganze Mumchias, to check that there's no bugs, especially in big hotels and this Aachen, could be, you could manage Ishrotz in the ganze Zeit. So if Lama Zogin, the person that is in charge, because for different reasons they took away the people in charge, and they were man, a person in charge on bugs, that, well, maybe cats he sees, or the little bugs he doesn't see. So it doesn't hurt that he's in charge of the bugs. Er weiß nicht. So again, everything could be good, but it just doesn't help. This man, I'll give you one more marshal I heard once from a mashgiach. He worked together for one of the Ashgochas. He was a mashgiach in a pizza shop. Mazmani was a mashgiach in a pizza shop. Kids, he comes to the place with the achroi, and the guy says, you know why my pizza goes so good that everyone buys it? I'll tell you the secret. I take chicken soup, power of chicken soup, I mix it in the cheese. There's a time of basal b'cholov, but you know, it's kosher. Fruit people mamish like it, everyone buys it. But they never taste that taste. This is where my pizza goes. The aloha is no problem. It's power of chicken soup, powder. You mix it in the inside, no one knows the secret. I said, this is the way beside it. So that Ashgocha told us, Mashgiach, every time when the packages come, you have to open the packages to check one by one that is power. The Mashgiach is there, and he was schmoozing with someone, and you know, the car came to put down, and he forgot to look. After a couple of hours, he remembered that he has to look. He looks, and a mistake, the truck put down Fleishik once. No one had a reason to do it. It's more expensive, a Fleishik one, and they paid him for a power of one, and a mistake. Because all the people that ate pizza in that shop in that day, it was even meat, it was not chicken, they were over basa b'chol of their rice. It's not even batal b'roi because it's so strong together. Vos meinach tzazorim. Person can make, besayit, a pizza shop, the homen a good day her shop, basa b'chol of their rice. So again, you can have a good mashgiach. If there's no rovach, so I'm a marshal, if I'm all, I will open a hechsher, and I will have a pizza shop, I will know to tell him to check the boxes. Because I hear the story. These rabbis that are in charge, an hechsherim, it's not enough, is a good mashgiach around, is the ernst a mensch, they mean so good. This is gonish. Every bocher knows from his own dire. He has shayles a basa b'cholof. Be shayles kaseidah. To be shaylis kaseidu, you have to know the moshul. Let me say, there's a story, there's an erlicher guy, there's a takone, it's brought down in Darkei Tshuva, it's takonas arba arotzes, that you're not allowed to buy in a store that doesn't have a hechshol. That is the issur to buy in a store that doesn't have a hechshol. Vad arba arotzes will mekabel on themselves, and as a klal Yisrael, the erlicher yidin from klal Yisrael, a mekabel the takone from vad arba arotzes, you never step into a store that doesn't have a hechsher. Even if the guy is erlich. You could eat in his house, it's one zach. Or when a store is a takone von vada arba rotzes. Why? Person could be very erlich. He could hold that there's no difference of glat and not glat. So he could sell you glat and take chicken and put a sticker on. Could be erlich and eat. He himself thinks that it's good. He thinks that the glat is garnished. There's time charging money and simachlish kenaf kemine. He has a store. Lamazagin and Kanfin Shorim, he has a store. The Mashgiach is not around, and he ran out of letters. He used to put on the plate, it looks nice. He had like a, you know, like leaves. Chasas, mo, it looks nice for fancy. Anyway, most people don't eat it. He looks around, there's no Gush Katif. So he runs to the supermarket nearby, he buys two or three, he washes them, he knows to check. Yeah? He washes the water, there's no bugs, yeah? And we know that if they check, all the rabbonim say, hey, it's a bunny bug, these bugs no one sees, because Baruch Hu didn't say not to eat them. Yeah, they had to alle yorim, yeah? Yeah, it's a ganze frumme yid. I'm like, no, it had to stuff a frumte, you know, every little bug. And you think when you check it, there's no bugs he holds. All of all his bugs. So normally, he thought he's not a bad person. Oh, there's a lot of, so whole fancy people came, and boom, he ran out, he runs inside, he washes it quick, and anyway, he's telling people don't eat it, they leave it, and you're eating bugs. This is the nisoyen that people have. When there's no ashgocha with a rav, it doesn't make a difference wieviel erlach is the mensch, wieviel stark is the mensch, and this is the problem that is around. This is the chisal. I tell you another problem. I was in a hotel once. Was not mehad in that hotel. Was time hotel. So, some of the mishpacha was not feeling good, and there was yontef, and they didn't have, the nursing homes were closed, so we had to go there. So for the choyle, they said that he could eat. And ourselves, we bring food from the house. We had like a medical center in that hotel. I don't want to say names. So for the official, for the frum, for the frumor, for the people that were in the medical center, was in a place in 12, in floor 12 was the dining room. So we come into the dining room, we were the sick person there, and they have fleshy conditions on one side, the milchic conditions on the other side, and you know, Eina ben Bris brings the food, and Seira, he brings it down from upstairs with the elevator and Shabbos. Because he could walk barefoot anyway, so it's Nishka Maisa Shabbos. I'm not going in now to all the Italian. He brings the food, he puts it down. There was a couple of Shemri mitzvahs there, and there was a couple of not Shemri mitzvahs. In the morning, I come. It's again, it's the same dishes. One side flesh, one milchiks. Of all the people that are not from, they don't know. Forgot. They like the dishes of yesterday. So the milk and meal with the soup, they ate also the same dishes. They didn't think it's a reason to make two sets dirty. It said milk in the side, flesh in the side. So because flesh, milk, then when I come to each other's shoulders, with a terrific dish. Well, I mean to say, it's not enough that everyone means good. If no one is in charge, yeah, and you pay a little bit tip, and you get to your room, what dishes that you want. You go, I was in enough rooms, I saw how dishes are delivered to the room. Well, who checks what is happening in the room? Well, you eat after, you eat basa b'cholof. These dishes you can't kasher. Not even silver, it's dishes that you can't kasher. You have to have someone very strong that the hotel is scared that if Ebes is chapped, they take off the hechsher. But if the hotel is not scared, because there's no rough to take off the hechsher, it's only that the guy that works there, and if he doesn't, then they say, really, we saw it will not happen again. So the mele is a problem to eat. This is the problem. I'm not saying that I know that is a problem. I'm explaining what are the chashoshes. Kozman is no vada rabbonim. That achroi to metapel in the Indian from kashrus, this Shabbos the whole time come up. Shabbos, you get food in Shabbos. Sometimes it could be cooked in Shabbos. Meister Shabbos is also. Who is in charge that it's not cooked in Shabbos? They forgot to plug it in Shabbos. So they plug it, so the guy plugs it in Shabbos. So Meister Shabbos is also. Who is in charge? I'll tell you one ma'aser that I had. And I want to go to what I wanted to speak. It's Yaitz and Migdijas. The people understand the Choymer. People don't understand the Choymer. It was half a year ago. Someone that got married in Chutz La'aretz. And I couldn't go to his wedding. But for Shabbos Shabbos Brachas, they flew in the whole family with 200 people to Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos Shabbos Brachas. They made it to one of the Choshev hotels. I don't want to say names. That hotel grade normally is not mehadrin, it's stammer kashrus regila. The kids are so I couldn't come, they wanted me to come for Shabbos, I said I can't come for Shabbos, but Friday I went to say Mazel Tov to the Chassan and Kala. So they had like a reception, aggressive from the Chassan on Friday, and I come in, you know, everyone is sitting, this is the Kabbalah spelling for everyone that is arriving for Shabbos. The waiters came over, I said, if I could get a plastic cup, please. And Shalom from Tefillah Skelim. So the rice could be to eat without Tefillah Skelim. So I want a plastic cup with Coke. That's what I asked him for. So you know, for sure, Miyadim Chutanim come over. You know, we organized it's Mehadrin this week. So I said, you know, Chassan de Kala, one of them was very erlach. So they stopped to eat, you know. Kids, it became a shtickle tumu. They called over the mashgiach. The mashgiach will speak to you. I asked the mashgiach, what is this? No, we're not mehadrin here. Kids, the parents of the chassan kala say, you know, we paid extra $20,000. That will be mehadrin. They run down to the office. But kids, the head of the mashgiach can come. We forgot to tell the mashgiach that it's mehadrin this week. He's a... I'm sorry. Irgi Mendel. We forgot to tell him that it's mehadrin. No, we used dishes, we didn't tell him. So he doesn't know that he has to check for mehadrin. So it means that Lu Yitzu, he brings things down mehadrin. Lama Zogan could be that. They told me I would take you around to the kitchen, you can check. I said, I didn't come to make a tumult. Love me up. Let the chosen kala to eat. I came to say Mazatov and I left. I said, I'm not here for Shabbos. I'm not coming to check. I'm just saying, Lama Zogan, I have a time. I have to who to call up to complain? No. So, Bemele, does he give them the Vad Arba Rabbonim? That kashrus, and we mainly have to know why it's the achrayus on all of us. All of these people, the nafkemina is the bnetei that come from chutz la'aretz. This is the big nafkemina for these people. This is the big nafkemina. If we will come and say we don't, till there's a good kashrus, we're not eating in these places. So in the end, will be a good kashrus. Our people that say beseda. And they eat, they have their chayas. Again, I'm not saying that it has to be that the other places have problems. Could be everything is alright. Ich weiß nicht. But I'm scared. So I'm just saying, what I said I'm taking back. I'm not saying that it's also to go to Chas B'Sholem. I'm not saying not to go. I'm just saying, what I said you could, I'm taking back. Now, yet again, the Rufleik and Zaynerov. Everyone has a Rav in America. We'll call and ask him what to do. Let me again. So the Iker, what I wanted to speak this week. As a minig in Klal Yisrael, to stand b'shas birkas ha-megila, and b'shas megilas Esther, it's mefush mishne bura, we'll see in a second, as a minig to stand, l'mazogin, mitzvah Hashem, we'll be reading shvuas megilas Rus. As a meaning in Klal Yisrael, b'shas that they say the broches al mikro megillo, everyone stands up. B'shas the broches al mikro megillo, everyone stands up, and then you sit. And the shaila is if it's a richtig minig, and it's the right thing to do. A lot of rabbonim hold that you have to do it. As Erech Yad B'Shmir Shabbos also, that this is our minig, and as a lot of from people do that. You stand b'shas the broche al mikro megillah, and then b'shas you read the rus, you sit down. And Echanami, listen, if you don't want to sleep, it's good to stand. That's what you mean to say. But that's the minute. Now, so I want to mevar a shtickle. We'll see, the mokir of Sfira Soimer, it's interesting that the mokir for this ganze Zach comes from Sfira Soimer. So I want to stickel to Mevara, the mokir from this Mimek, and we'll see how it comes from Sfira Soimer. And we'll see, like, if you have to firtzach this Mimek, or you don't have to firtzach the Mimek. The Mishne Brure and Simen Tov Reish Tzadi, steht as in Shulchan Aruch. Koire Odom es HaMegilo ben Oimed u ben Yoishev. You're allowed to stand in Mikro Megillah and you're allowed to sit. Zog de Mogen Avrom, Umiyu Abrocho Yevorech Be'amida. The broche from the Mikro Megillah you have to do Be'amida. Zog de Charotzio, Ayin Machtis HaShekel, the Gama Shoyim Es Abroche, the Yitzim Al Dei Shmir Mishum Shumei Koine, Tzrichim Gamken Lamrit. So again, the Shulchan Aruch said you could sit or stand in Mikro Megillah. Zog dem Magen Avraham, dem Shibur Paskin sind, that in the broche von Mikro Megillo, von Megillas Esther, you have to stand. Zog de Sharatzion, and the Shoymim, the broche, val de Shomei Koine, and you also have to stand. The Mikro Koine, Shre Pesach Tzvi Frank, was choylek on this Mishne Brure. And he holds that Birkas Mikro Megillo, it's not Birkas HaMitzvahs. He says like this. In welche mitzvahs you have to stand, shofar, halal, that the mitzvah has to be done standing, the birkas and mitzvahs have to be done standing. But a mitzvah that you're allowed to do sitting cannot be that the broche will have to be standing. Again, the Mishnah Berurah holds that even a mitzvah that I could do sitting, the broche I have to do standing. And Rabbi Pesach Tzvi Frank says, only a broche that I have to do standing, I have to do the only a mitzvah that I have to do standing, I have to do the brocha stand. Lemaise in Klal Yisrael is niskabel that in Mikro Megillo everyone stands in the brocha. Everyone. You sit after the brocha if you want. But b'shas the brocha when al mikra megillah, everyone stands. Now the machzah shekel is mechadish that not only the person that makes the brocha has to stand, everyone has to stand. It's not lo megein mevarer taka de aloche. That's a hangut. In Tur and Simen Ches is a mitzvah yisatev betzitzis meumet. When you put out a tzitzis, you have to be meumet. Yisatev betzitzis meumet. It's a smack. Why you have to stand? We learn out from Sfira Sa'oimer. And Sfira Sa'oimer says, Meheichel chermesh bakoimo. So we learn that Sfira Sa'oimer has to be bekoimo be'amido. And says, Usfartem lochem. It says in Tzitzis, Vasisem lochem. Lochem, lochem, gzirashove. You have to stand when you put on a tzitzis. The Goyen says as Rosh HaTeves, Ve'atzas Hashem hi ta'amoid. Atzas Hashem lo'oilom ta'amoid. Atzas Rosh HaTeves, Oimer tzitzis tfilin. Ot ki ha'shoifor, see different shittas. Atzas Oimer tzitzis ki ha'shoifor ot tfilin. Mile'os or lulev. This is the halacha. So in these mitzvahs you have to stand. In Oimer and Tzitzis, Tki HaShoifo, you have to scan. Zog de Bes Yosef. It's not enough to stand when you do the mitzvah. Gersimen b'Yerushalmi, b'kol ha-mitzvahs, ha-broche me'umot. Now, so b'meile, Zog de Bes Yosef, when he copies it in Shulchan Aruch, Yis'atef me'umet, ve'yevorech me'umet. So when the Shulchan Aruch copies down this halacha, the Bes Yosef went and he was matik in his sefer Shulchan Aruch this tool, he added, not only when you put on the tzitzis to be me'umet, when you make the bracha on the tzitzis, you also have to be me'umet. Zog the Mogen Avraham, Fashtenish. He forgot. Mitzvah schalo is a mefurash in Mishneh, or isha yosheves, v'kotzo tchalo, v'mevoreches. The Isha mafrish chala be yeshiva. Zog the Magen Avraham, chala is not a real mitzvah. Because only if you want to eat, you could make a small isa. You can make small chocolate cakes. You don't have to make a big cake. Only if you make a big one, you chayev be chala. So state the Magen Avraham that be'etzem he holds that every mitzvah, not only oimer, even chala, every mitzvah the brocha has to be be'amid. The klal is bikas hanenim. Doesn't have to be. Kiddush we'll see, maybe it's like Birkas Hanenim, Birkas Hamazon is Afnenim. Or the Birkas HaMitzvahs that the goof doesn't have anoe has to be by Amid. Chutz von Chale. The Goyen is Choylek. Zog de Biur Agro, Mapitom. The Tur never said the Brocha has to be by Amid. The Bes Yosef said it. Az Nish Girecht. It's a Raya von Chale. Chale is not a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah to Mafrish Chale. And you're not allowed to l'katchil and make small amounts to be part of Michal. L'maisa, the Mishneh Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham, that is a mitzvah to stand when you make a bracha. Birkas HaMitzvahs. So, kumtah is l'maisa, we have three shittas. We have some shittas that hold only in mitzvahs that you have to stand when you do the mitzvah, Atzas Hashem, Oimer, Tzitzis, Tki HaShoifer, you have to stand. The Mishneh Berurah holds, and every Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. And the Goyen holds, you never have to stand. We pass in La Achroas HaMishneh Berurah that you have to stand in every Birkas HaMitzvahs. This is the Achroas. And every Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand. So Lechure, if in every Birkas HaMitzvahs you have to stand, and this is the reason the Mishneh Berurah paskins that you have to stand when you make the bracha from Mikro Megillah. So Lechaure and Shvuas, when they will say Megillas Rus, when we'll make the bracha al Mikro Megillah, everyone will have to stand. That's the Lechaure the Cheshbon. And this is the reason a lot of people are makbin on it. So what is the Tzadaz Nish? What is the Tzadaz Nish? So I want to go. It's two parts, two reasons to explain what is the tzad, not like the machmirim that everyone stands up, and I'm saying the people that know, that stand up, b'shas, that they make the brocha in Megillah Srukh or in Shir HaShirim. Chutzlar, it's not every time they make a brocha because they don't read it mitech haklaf. And it's Yisrael that everyone is makbid to read mitech haklaf, we have a brocha. Also in Shir HaShirim we have, in Sukkah we have Shir HaShirim. Basically, we have Shir HaShirim, so we also stand b'shas the brocha. And the Zal Bezach, in Rutz, but in Mitzav Sheini, some people don't stand. Shaila, what is the tzav now to stand? L'chur b'cheshbon, right, that the Goyen says, we don't pass like the Goyen. We don't pass like a Pesach Tzvi. We pass that every broch, b'rikas and mitzvah, needs a midah. So why we don't stand? But what is the tzav? So I'll tell you like this. Is one moker to taine that you don't have to stand. Maybe only the person that makes the broche has to stand. The shemei koine, who said shemei koine also has to stand? You had the Mishneh Berurah and Shara Tzion said it. But there's a big mokum to be choylek in taine that shemei koine doesn't have to stand. Now I'll explain why. The shemei koine also has to see the klaf. You do it, and I'm Shemei Kohen. When you do the bracha standing, and I'm Shemei Kohen. So while I'm a Shemei Kohen, I don't have to have all of the halachas. You will read Mitech HaKlaf, you will be standing, and you'll be mighty me. You'll be mighty me. The mocker is a shtickle from Sfiras HaOimer. We brought down last week a machlekes if Shemei Koine helps in Sfira Soimer or not. When the Bura Locha bring down the Ritzgeus, Legabi Shemei Koine and Sfira Soimer, the Ritzgeus, the Losha for the Bura Locha is Azei. Kibalnu merabesenu asmachte le Sfira Soimer be'amido, d'chsiv me'eichel chomesh bakomo, she'entam olema bekomo, lelamdicho shebekoimo be'amido. ובמוצי שבס כשהם יושבים, נוהגו ראשונים לבורך שץ מאומות, וכל הכל אינים אומן בכוונה, שלא להטריח הציבור לחזור ולעמוד. He says, normally everyone counted sphere on their own. This is the tzad that Shemei Koine helps. And מוצי שבס, what they did is, everyone sat, and they didn't want to make Oilam to stand up after Volitzir, before Vitan Lecho. So the Shatz made the sphere, and he was mighty everyone. So stay clear that even with the mitzvah that you have to have b'amide, if you yetzer b'shemei koine, you don't have to. And the Zohar says the Mishneh Berurah and Tkiyah Shofar. Mishneh Berurah clears if the tzibur have to stand b'shash Tkiyah Shofar or not. Tkiyah is the meyushev, Tkiyah is the meumah, and no one from the Peskim said, but b'shash the brochas you have to stand. So, me'etzem, seifun Sfira Soimer, seifun Tkiyah Shofar, that the mitzvahs, that are done by a midah, and if you are is mevuer, that if you shemei koine, you could do it by yeshiva. Okay, lemaisa we cannot be soimech on it, because the Mishneh Berurah himself told us nishtazeh. He said b'shem demachtis hashekel that if you yoytze mikro megila b'shemei koine, you have to stand b'shas debroche. So again, it was a mokum to be choylek on the Mishneh Berurah. Mitzad to say that the chir of the Mishneh Berurah, I know. First we have a shayla bichlal if you have to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs. You write the achroi of the Mishneh Berurah is that you do have to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs. But even the achroi of the Mishneh Berurah is that you have to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs, can sein that the chir of to stand in Birkas HaMitzvahs is only when you do the brocha on your, but when you be shemei koine, you don't have to, like we see in Sfiras HaOmer, and like we see and Kiyah Shofar. Again, we can't say on this tziruf not to stand in the broche of Rus and in the broche of Shir HaShirim, because the Mishneh Berurah himself in Mikro Megillah said that you have to stand in the broche, and in the Shara Tzion the Mishneh Berurah written down, as not only the person that makes the broche has to stand, even the Shaimim have to stand when they hear the broche. So the Chur Vaitos, so what is the Mokor not to stand b'shas the broche? What is the Mokir not to stand b'shas the bracha? But as a nozu mokor, maybe to miyashin. The yisrael of the Borim is really in machzis ha-sheker. As a halacha b'shas kriyas ha-teire is two minhagim. Some people stand doing kriyas ha-teire, and some people sit. Even the people that sit b'shas kriyas ha-teire, shteit in mishtibur, they have to stand b'shas the brocha. Some people, a lot of people don't know it. But the halacha is, that even if you want to sit b'shas kriyas ha-teire, b'shas the brocha, you have to stand. Or if you can't hear the brocha, b'zunder shmuz. But you have to stand. Why you have to stand b'shas the brocha? Has dolo she b'kdusha. That is dolo she b'kdusha. Mashma, without dolo she b'kdusha, you will not have to stand. Why without dolo she b'kdusha you will not have to stand? Was mit Birkas HaMitzvahs? Was mit Shemei HaKoine? Was mit Shemei HaKoine? Why you don't want to show? So the Yosef is as if. Kriyas HaTeire is not a chiyuv on every person to read Kriyas HaTeire. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. The Zelbezach Rus, Shir HaShirim, Eicho, it's like Kriyas HaTeire. It's not a din on every yochid. Dainu, if you miss a word in the Megillah, you know we have to hear the Megillah again. If you miss a word in Rus, you don't have to hear Rus again. Why? It's nish beseda what people miss. It's nish beseda what people miss a word of Rus. A word would be good. I'm all as Rubei Kikuloi. But why is no chiyuv to be chayza? Because the Torah says it's a din al tzibur. It's a din al tzibur. B'meile, el tzachemdi. I'll bring you another raya. The Goyen asked the Kasher, how are you allowed to read Rus if it's chal b'Shabbos? Megillah, if it's Chal B'Shabbos, we don't read. Shema Yavirenu Arba'avis. So why are you allowed to read Rus if it's Chal B'Shabbos? What? Or the Nochav, Shir HaShirim. It's Chal B'Shabbos. Kiras HaTeir Efrek the Goyen. So the Goyen says that the Gzeira is not that's the shul organized before Shabbos, they will have a Megillah. The Gemara says, "Gzei Hashem le'avirenu d'alad ames ve'yelech etzel chochum lilmoy." Will come a private mensch, he missed, he didn't hear, he has someone in his house, and he will take a Megillah to go to here. Private mensch. Like they're in Rus, Shirashim, Kriyas HaTeir, it's Adin al Hatzibu. That's Adin al Hatzibu. Maybe it's not a din kol yochid v'yochid. Maybe can say that these broches that are not a din kol yochid v'yochid, they don't have a din of Birkas HaMitzvahs. Mikro Megillah that is a mitzvah al kol yochid v'yochid to read. While it's a mitzvah al kol yochid v'yochid to read the Megillah, it's a mitzvah al kol yochid v'yochid to read the Megillah, so it's Birkas HaMitzvahs. Maybe Mashenken in Rus that is like Kriyas HaTeire. Mele is not a mitzvah al kol yochid v'yochid. So the one that makes the bracha take maybe has to stand as dovo she b'kdusha. But the shaymim could sit. The shaymim could sit. Even Kriyas HaTeir, a lot of people hold that the shaymim could sit in the brachas. So I'm saying the shmuz, maybe I said before, nishtazei poshet. Mikol mekoyim kumtai sazei, that is a minig, is a choshev and minig that you stand in the broche von Rus and you stand in the broche von Shir HaShirim. Al pide mishtibure von Megillas Esther. Again, it's a grace and mokum to melamed zchus and the people that don't, First, because it's a goyim that holds him because of mitzvahs, you don't have to stand. Even we don't paskin like him, as a machlekes, if on the shoyimim they have to stand. Even if the shoyimim have to stand, like the sharatzion, but it's a mokum to say that the sharatzion nor gizogdos in mikro megila. The sharatzion never said it in andere brochas. So while the sharatzion never said it in andere brochas, like mikrus, mele rus, you don't have to stand. I heard that Rabbi Yashiv doesn't stand in the broche von rus. Azeir gehört. I didn't see it myself.